The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
This isn't your part.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
This is my text.
I better learn the lyrics.
It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
I'll sing it out.
Now here's your part.
Clouds being friendly.
Right
in
there?
The arms of the evergreen trees.
Is this this part here, right?
No, not yet.
So like a pumpkin head, it's shiny so your nose won't freeze.
Right here.
All the world is your snowball. See how it goes. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows.
You know what? It's the wrong key. It's going to be too high for me, I'm telling you.
Get out and roll it along.
And then the old man harmonized.
Got it.
Yep.
Take a walk with your favorite
girl.
It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow.
I'm going to have to drop it down a step. So
you're going to sound
a friend, you know, I'm so glad you did that. I'm going to have to text them right now and just say you got to drop it down a step or two. But even because when the old man, Mr. Sinatra, got older, even his voice, for some reason, you get older, your voice, your vocal cords stretch, whatever it is, and I could feel I have to go down like a step or two, which is like a couple keys down, and that's what I'm going to have to do. But we got called, just so you're wondering, a friend and a great guy, and I have respect and admiration. He's on the air. What time is Eric on Frankie Fibro's?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Well,
No, I'm serious. I'm not. Since
we're
Joe,
all one happy family.
No, since Joe Walsh left, you know.
Since Joe
Walsh left, they've kind of rejiggered the lineup a little bit. He was on
midnight.
At 11.
Yeah, 11
I
or
think.
Midnight?
I don't know. He's on late at night.
We could check the website. It wouldn't take us that long to figure it out, right?
It's a tremendous assumption that the website is accurate. But we'll see.
Frank is just,
I don't know what he's
harsh.
On.
Eric's on the show. He's a personality of Salem Media, and he has the book, Donald, Build the
We
Wall.
Believe that he's on the
Keep
radio.
Selling it,
we've
Joe.
Been
You're
told,
doing a great job.
We've been told that he's on the radio.
What an entertainer.
He claims to be on the radio.
So Eric goes, do you want to come? I do a TV show, and there's like, I think he's got like a million viewers on his show. But
think he does have a lot of viewers, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of listeners as well on Salem. But is the show's TBN is Trinity Broadcasting. Is that what it is, Frankie? Yeah, so that's good because it's like a Christian, I guess, kind of network. And I like that. And he's very religious, Eric is. So I said, okay, I'll go on the show. What do you want to do? We'll sing Marshmallow World. I said, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to do like an interview or something. He goes, we'll sing Marshmallow World.
Sense.
You be like Frank Sinatra. Will you dress like Frank Sinatra? I said, no, I'm not going to dress like Frank Sinatra because I had too much respect for Frank Sinatra. Every time I will put on any makeup,
it's
I make
sure I go.
It's not
enough to ask you to sing.
Okay.
It's not enough to ask him to sing, but can you dress as a character?
I've just been informed that, thank you, Mark DeBoer, that Eric Metaxas is on from 10 p.m. to midnight.
There you go.
All right. So will you dress up as Frank Sinatra? I said, I'm not going to wear the makeup because I always call Charlie Pignon or
Frank
the family.
Frank Sinatra Jr. That's who you should dress up as.
No.
Been mistaken for Frank Sinatra Jr.
I know. So I said, I'm not going to put the makeup on. So I'll come in. And he goes, well, we'll sing back and forth together. And I go, okay. I didn't know Eric sang, but I said, okay. And we'll do Marshmallow World. And I went, all right. So So again, I called our boss, Phil Boyce, you know, and Phil's like the legend. I said, Phil, is this something? He goes, yeah, Phil's like, Joe, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be there. So when, if Phil says yes, we do it. So great. Boom, I'm there. We're going to have some fun. But now Al plays it, and I'm starting to see. Play it again. I'll bring it back. Let me just see, because I think it's a. It's
all right,
a,
so here's a, the, here's the Dean it, Martin it's, Sinatra version.
Yeah, yeah. It's a marshmallow world. In the, no, I can I might be able to make it. Everything.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Yeah, that's fat is fun, I'll tell you. Well, nice. Listen, that pace is great. Oh, the girls in the background.
Rolling it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the
evergreen tree. No, I'll drop it down a half a step. Okay, thank you, Al. Got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See how I depend on these people. Al and Frank, we joke, we kid, we do the news. But now I'm going. Now I'm going to
really
say I need to
be
drop
depending
it.
On us. I mean, really.
Oh, man. So anyway, I'll be doing that on Tuesday. But then they said, will you do a rehearsal on Monday? So then I'm working Monday. So how can I do Monday? And then Laura says to our sales chief, one of our sales chiefs says, Joe, don't forget you have Trinitas lunch at 1 o'clock on Monday. So now I can't do the rehearsal because radio station business comes first. So now I'm so being pulled every which way right through till December. But I'll make it. So help me God, I'll make it. And we're gonna do it. So, and most importantly, we're here this morning. And by the way, I have to tell you this, as you listen on this Friday on All Saints Day, and if you're a Catholic, you make sure you stop by church, you drop to your knees, you give thanks to your favorite saint. How about that? Huh? Come on. Not too much to ask. But I'm watching, I look at the news, and then I see the, and we track the news for you. And then after almost 6 years on the air, you develop a sense. It's like going to graduate school, really, just being with Frankie Five Burrows with the knowledge that this young kid has, you know, and just trying to figure out what's real, what's not real, what's put in front of us. And then I saw how, oh, my gosh, how much of a narrative that's set out there that is not real, that they expect us to believe. And then I'm thinking about in history, how many times has that happened before you and I have become astute enough to observe that this news is really indeed fake news. They put it out there to just lead us down the path. What is the end result? And Kaylee McEnany, my buddy, always said, Joe, your show is very solution-based. And it is. I always say, well, what is the reason for this? Power and control. And that's all that the progressive socialists want, power and control. So they had, if they had a candidate, and they do have a candidate, but they don't even know it, but if they were running. They knew Joe Biden could take down President Trump in an election or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. If they knew that was going to happen, they would never start this impeachment, this fiasco, this Mueller probe, in the second phase of the Mueller probe is what this is. They would never do it. They know they're going to get crushed in the election. They're doing everything they can to stop it. Now, you tell me. In the name of God, how could you step up before the American people and do this? Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Swalwell, all these people that look like they're aliens, man. Nancy Pelosi stands up there yesterday. We're going to do a resolution to start the impeachment query. And the only reason they did that, because Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham on the Senate side forced them into that. This is a fiasco. Schiff is doing that Schiff dude's weird, man. Listen, I don't want to call anybody names. I don't hate anybody, but it's very strange. Let me rephrase that. Weird, maybe. It's just very, very curious, very strange. If you're from a district where there are fires, where there is homeless, where people can't afford their homes because the taxes are too high, do you not address those issues first before you go after do a political takedown of someone just so you can stay in power? Now, how Nancy Pelosi stood up in the House yesterday, and she had an American flag next to her, and she said, this is for the American people. Are you kidding me? Nancy, there's homeless people all in your district. How does Gavin Newsom live in his $4 million house in San Francisco with a wall around it and then lecture us on how to live? You tell me. And that's what's happening. And in New York, then President Trump goes, you know what? I'm moving out. Just as an aside. And another thing that gets me irritated. President Trump says, I'm moving out of New York. And everybody's moving out of New York because New York, you can't afford to live in New York. You can't afford to live in New Jersey. They don't care. They don't care. Take care of my pension and welfare. Take care of my assistant. Take care of my person. I'm a politician. I want someone walking up to me when I'm with you for 2 minutes and I'm bored with the conversation and someone will walk up to me and go, Governor, you have to go now. Governor, we have an appointment. That person we pay for. We pay for them and we pay for the pension and welfare of that person. So the politician can have a car and a driver and the lights go on and they can get through traffic and they can take a helicopter. Everything that you and I would like to do, they do and we pay for it. So the president goes, look, I'm paying too many taxes in New York. I'm going to now take my residence in Florida. Do you know how many people in New York and New Jersey that I know that have started being very successful, whose families came from other countries? They came here to become American. They went to New York. They went to New Jersey. Now they just said they have to pay literally tens of millions, $20, $30 million in taxes because they're successful and the states don't know how to create revenue. So they will just assault us and put a tax burden on us like we've never seen. You move out. People are moving out. The president's moving out. Then Governor Cuomo has the nerve to be snarky in a text and say, you go ahead, move out. You don't pay your taxes anyway. This is what Governor Cuomo says to Donald Trump after Donald Trump built half of New York, for crying out loud. And then the mayor says, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I mean, what kind of ilk is in office now? What do you talk about? And then they say the president talks inappropriately. Look what the governor of New York and what the mayor of New York just said to a guy who built half of New York. And let me tell you something, Mr. Mayor. Let me tell you something, Governor. Look at the boom that New York has experienced. You know what that is? There's one reason for that boom in New York City today, and it's Donald Trump. And you could at least say thank you. The reason, because I talk to my Wall Street buddies. They released the money. They were holding the money back during the whole Obama administration because he didn't know, due respect to President Obama and no disrespect intended here, but he didn't know. He had no knowledge of business. He never had a job, really, President Obama. And God bless him. No disrespect, but he didn't know. Wall Street held their money tight. We went through such a tough time under Barack Obama. Now, you know what? Donald Trump gets elected. You know what the businessman said? This guy knows what he's doing. He made millions. He's been down and out. He picked himself back up. Man, Look at New York. I've never seen a boom in New York. Not since Rudy Giuliani's been mayor. Boom. Now, and then you can at least say thank you. Frankie Five Boroughs. How rude was that for the mayor to say that? And then the governor says it. It's just, and then they get on the president for being, you know, inappropriate. He shouldn't say this. He shouldn't say that. Frankie, only in New York, Betty, right?
Well, I get that, that neither Governor Cuomo or Mayor de Blasio are supporters of the president politically. And I recognize the fact that their base despises Donald Trump and they think they're going to score some cheap political points by taking a shot at the president. But there's something really, really wrong when the governor and the mayor are both celebrating the fact that taxes in New York City and New York State are so high that they're driving wealthy residents out of New York. Now the big winner in this is Donald Trump. He gets to save all this money on taxes. Now we don't know exactly how much Donald Trump is paying in taxes, but at the very least he's paying something. He's paying property taxes at the very least. So he's paying certain taxes. Members of his family are paying taxes. So for de Blasio and Cuomo to celebrate the fact that they've made taxes so high in New York City and New York State that nobody can even afford to live here, Trump can't afford it, but that there's such substantial tax savings by going elsewhere. I mean, to me, it defies logic. Now, Mike Bloomberg, who also can't stand Donald Trump, when he was mayor and a wealthy person would move out of New York City, he would talk about what a shame that was. He would say, we want want wealthy people moving here. And that's right. kind of the difference in where we were in the Bloomberg era versus the de Blasio era. You know, the joke's on us. Once wealthy people can't afford to live in New York City at all, then we can't afford to pay for sanitation. We can't afford to pay for cops. We're already having a real problem paying for pensions in our city. I mean, the number of retirees is only growing, and all of those people are living longer and longer. And the fact that if there's an economic downturn in New York City, we're going to have a real tough time. And these guys are celebrating like Heckle and Jekyll, yeah. Yeah. like Waldorf and Statler, those two old Muppets, crowing.
What a reference.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah,
crowing
yeah, yeah.
Because they're driving residents out of New York. I mean, it's sad more than anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and you know the people being hurt mostly by this mindset, the middle class. So the drivers who are listening to us right now, and we always appreciate you listening to us as you drive around, the cab drivers and other drivers, they're getting nailed with the congestion price alone. They don't know how, and not to mention what it costs to drive a cab nowadays. And that's the middle class right there. There's the backbone of the city, and they're not, to your point, Frankie Five Boroughs, they're not paying the police officers near enough. Not what they pay out in Long Island, not what they pay in New Jersey, and the NYPD deserves a lot better than that. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Hey, look, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jeffrey Lyons has some great films you might want to see. Jeffrey will break that down for you. Mike Gallagher as well this hour. Right now, Debbie Duhaime, the one, the only, on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. We'll head to the LIRR. 15-minute delays system-wide because of last night's severe weather. We're also seeing some delays still as you head to the Morrison-Essex line of New Jersey Transit with signal issues. New Canaan line of Metro North suspended. Also, the Harlem line running with a 20-minute delay. Still seeing slowdowns this morning as you head to 208 southbound into Goffel Road over in Hawthorne with an accident. 206 in Hillsboro. A downed tree is still out there in the way. Prepare for slowdowns as you head over to the northbound side of the Bronx River Parkway. Some stop-and-go traffic up past the Cross Bronx with a disabled vehicle. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the Grand Central East at the LIE with a collision. Sponsored by Jersey Mike Subs. In life, they say good things come to those who wait at Jersey Mike Subs. They also come to those who don't wait. Download their app today. Order your favorite sub ahead and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains the fiasco that is the impeachment hearings.
It's called due process, and there has not been much of that in this process. There's been none of it. In fact, today, a witness is going forward, but agency counsel is not allowed to be in that proceeding. I'm not allowed to be in that proceeding. The White House counsel is not allowed to be in that proceeding. The lack of due process here is breathtaking in scope. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The witnesses have already testified. You can't really cross-examine them now?
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So you know the love I have for Parian and Sons. When I called Maria and I said, I need a little cross for Charlie's first Holy Communion, my little daughter, my cute little daughter. And Maria sent a beautiful cross. I did it just, checked it online. I went to ParianDiamonds, you know, .com. And checked out this beautiful cross. She sent it in. It's great. It's so beautiful. And then my watches. And then going over to Parian and Sons. I had such a good time. Well, Glenn and Maria are going to retire. They're retiring. Well-deserved. After 100 years of selling. Not Glenn and Maria. The family. Of 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. So first, they must liquidate everything store-wide. Everything at Parian and Sons has been discounted up to 70%. I'm telling you, this is a high-end jewelry establishment. It's been around, again, for 100 years. Father started in Clifton. Now they're on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I'll tell you what, I saw some beautiful stones there, designer jewelry, watches, and the people are so nice. Now, and they've always been known for superior quality. Now, this week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. It's at Parian and Sons. Glenn and Maria, we wish you all the very best. We thank you for your doing such a great job jewelry-wise for the community in Clifton, New Jersey, in Franklin Lakes. But now you can get up to 70% off at Parian and Sons. The going out of business sale. It's going on right now. Located right there, Parian and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic, kind enough to join us. Oh, and you hear Jeffrey everywhere, so we're privileged that Jeffrey's kind enough to call us in the morning here on the Piscopo Show on Fridays. Jeffrey, good morning. How you doing today, my friend?
Welcome back from Italy. I haven't spoken to you since Indigenous People Day.
Thank you.
I've been waiting to say that to you.
You gotta laugh, man. You gotta laugh. It's so true. Hey, Jeffrey, you know what I saw? You know what I saw in Italy when in more than one, they had Terminator posters all over, and of course in Italian. But I didn't. I thought they released it at different times. Now I saw, and I great to see Arnold there. You know, Arnold's still there. Terminator. I mean, it was all over Italy. So this is a big release for Terminator, huh?
Yeah, you know, it harkens back to the second Terminator movie. I can't keep them all straight, but the ones in between are not related to the events here. And so if you're a Terminator fan, you know what I'm talking about. And super duper Terminators are coming from the future back here, and it's a long chase. But the special effects are amazing. And for all his flaws, I like Schwarzenegger. I interviewed him once. Did you ever meet him, or did your paths ever?
Yeah, we were kind of acquaintances. Great. I have such respect and admiration for him. You know, politics aside, personal life aside, just a great guy. And what I mean, just the way he came to this country and just embraced it. And what was the first film? Not Pumping Iron. It was
Hercules in New York.
Yeah. Yes. Remember?
And they dubbed his lines.
Yes! Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And Kimmel asked him the other night, "How come you still have your accent?"
And what was his answer?
I don't know, but he said the original choice. The rumor was the original choice to play the Terminator was O.J. Simpson.
And
the Terminator's a killing machine. See, so they didn't think that he'd be believable as a killing machine.
Well, right there, you know? That's hysterical.
They had him read lines from movies he was not in. So Kimmel gave him a fishbowl full of famous lines. So he was saying, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
It's very funny.
Say
very
hello
funny.
To my little friend, and it's very funny. It was really very funny.
He does have a sense of humor about himself.
He does. And then my two favorite words when he says them are opportunity and competition. And you know, here's a story he told me, and he's told nobody else, to my knowledge. He was in the Austrian army, and he was in a tank, running a tank. And one night they were on maneuvers, and they were near a pond. And he got out of the tank, and he fell asleep, and he forgot he put the tank in reverse, and it was in the pond when he woke up. So this was an opportunity for competition.
So I'll tell you what. We'll talk about the films. I got to tell you, one of my favorite Arnold stories is when I was pulling out of his gym in Venice, California. He had with Joe Gold, with Gold's gym, and Arnold would come in every single day with his posse, and they would work out. And Arnold came in with that Hummer. You remember the H1, H2, the big one, the military one. And I had my Corvette. It was a black Vette, I remember at the time. And so he stopped, I stopped, and I looked up at this big. I said, Arnold, what is that? It's a Hummer, good for the Austrian Alps. And then, then he points to my car. He goes, that's good for New Jersey. Like, but you see how smart he was. He was always so smart. He knew who you were. He just had that ability just to ingratiate himself to you. You know what I mean?
Very few of us Jewish people drive Hummers, by the way, just so you know. It's not, not a thing we do, you know? By the way, before we go to the other two movies, I want to pay a tribute to my friend Robert Evans, who passed away. I don't know if your paths ever crossed with Bob Evans.
No, but what a legend. What a legend.
He played my friend's father, the bullfighter, in The Sun Also Rises. And he was a terrible actor. He was so bad in the movie that the crew wanted him fired. And Daryl Zanuck came to the shooting location, the producer of the movie, and threw a bullhorn and said, as Frank Morano does when he does denunciations, he reached for a bullhorn and said, "The kid stays in the picture." And that became the name of his biography and a documentary. Yeah. And he saved Paramount. He saved Paramount Pictures. He was head of production, and he produced The Godfather and Marathon Man and Love Story and movies like that saved Paramount, because they were going to be taken over by Gulf and Western and turned into something else besides movies. So his suntan was rivaled only by that of George Hamilton.
He was, what happened? What did he die of? Robert Evans died? I didn't even know he was sick, 80, but he was.
89.
God bless him, yeah.
Married seven times, by the way.
Why do you tell me that? I know what you're alluding to.
Well, you're on the right track, and I love hearing you do jewelry. I love hearing you do the jewelry commercial, because you're no stranger to those establishments.
What else we got film-wise, Jeffrey?
You probably have rice marks on you. Okay. There's a movie called Harriet about Harriet Tubman, whose picture is supposed to be on the $20 bill. Once Mnuchin leaves office, it will be probably. She led 19 trips back into the South to rescue several hundred slaves and bring them north on the Underground Railroad. This is one of the most brave women who ever lived, one of the great Americans. And instead of Andrew Jackson, who killed Native Americans and was a drunk, she should be on the $20 bill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, and the movie really recreates those times very well. She's played by an English-born actress, Cynthia Barino, but it's a compelling movie. It really is. I should say her name is Arrivo. It recreates the shame and the stench of slavery and how this woman escaped from a plantation in Maryland and got to Philadelphia and waited a year and then went back 19 times to bring other slaves from slavery into freedom, despite the Fugitive Slave Act, which made it okay to capture them in free states. It's a very wonderful, dramatic film. Then there's a movie called Motherless Brooklyn. It's taken from a novel. The screenplay was written by Edward Norton, and he also stars in it and directed it. And it stars Edward Norton as a private investigator in Brooklyn in 1958. The Dodgers have left town. The borough's in a funk. And Bruce Willis is in it. And Alec Baldwin plays a Robert Moses type, or as I call him, Robert, couldn't you have built a fourth lane in the Long Island Expressway Moses, who really reshaped New York by building bridges and highways. And it's about corruption and murder, and the look of New York in the 1950s is amazing. They even recreate digitally the old Grand Central Station, which I don't know if you're old enough to remember it, but I do as a kid. There's long beams of light. They never should have torn down Grand Central Station. Not Grand Central, Penn Station, I mean.
They recreate
the old Penn Station, and it's such a beautiful looking, a little bit too long, 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it's a throwback to another time, and it's a Edward Norton directed himself, too.
Wow. Wow.
And it's got a wonderful actress, Juju Abatha-Raw, who's an English actress, and she was in Belle, and it's
Bobby Cannavale. Bobby Cannavale's great.
Bobby Cannavale, is an actor I really like. And it's a movie for adults, but it's a very absorbing movie. And Alec Baldwin is so good as the Robert Moses type, an autocrat who didn't answer to anybody. You know, nobody voted for Robert Moses. He was a builder and would use eminent domain to build things. And he did a lot of good, but he also had no boss, nobody to answer to. So it was a throwback. It's a beautiful movie. So there are three movies for adults this weekend.
All right. Jeffrey Lyons, thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you soon. And appreciate you always joining us, my friend.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Lyons right there, 834 with Joey on the radio. Mike Gallagher's going to join us, 877-970-2999. Joe Borelli's going to join us, too. And Daphne Barak, she is the author of To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. And Big Al standing by. If he sings Marshmallow World again, I swear to goodness
it's
gracious.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
I'm glad you told me that. Now I asked him to drop it down a couple steps. I guess got to come down a couple steps. He's doing it just to irritate me. See, after all the time I go after Al to irritate Al, this is the morning he's getting back at me.
No, look, I could irritate you in a lot of other ways. Like, I could do that. I could do that. I got even a better one.
What?
Now, I don't know if it'll irritate you or make you feel good. Listen to this.
Joe is a good guy.
That's Governor Phil Murphy saying that you're a good guy.
Wow.
Joe is a good guy.
I mean, really.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming in.
Joe is a good guy.
He's a good guy. There you go.
Thank you. You know, see how you grabbed that? I love that. And I tell you what, I write back at Governor Murphy. I'm going to tell you, politics aside. Let's put politics
send that back
aside. Politics aside. Yeah, Governor Murphy, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. It's very, very true. Very true. And again, politics aside, okay?
He needs
politics
to give aside. Dr. Ed Romano a call. Just saying. The teeth. It's an issue. It's an issue.
You're the worst.
It's an issue. He got a lot of money. He made a lot of money last year. You know, you might want to just fix the teeth.
And
the
Me and Frank are in Italy.
Yeah, it's not
me
good.
And Frank are in Italy, and Steve Adubato's hosting the show, and Frank goes, how's Steve doing? And I said, well, you know, he's not sticking along the lines of the show, but we had a great chat about Italian-Americans. And then he goes, and he has Phil Murphy's coming on, and then Al said something derogatory about the governor right there.
Just, boom! I'm being honest. It's creepy when he talks
smiles. Now. Nice man.
He's a nice man, but when I look at him, I have there's a creep factor there. I get scared.
Stop. No, nice guys, but keep me getting nice. 836. Al's right. Al is here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Money continues to pour into an online fundraising site for disgraced ex-cop Daniel Pantaleo. A campaign that was launched after he was kicked out of the NYPD over the death of Eric Garner has raised more than $173,000 from donors from all over the country. Pantaleo, who was on the police force for 13 years, was making $85,000 a year. He's suing the NYPD to get his old job back. In a department trial, Pantaleo was found guilty of using a banned chokehold on Staten Island resident Eric Garner, leading to his death. A teenager who was punched in the face by a cop during a melee in a Brooklyn subway station last week says he's suing the city for $5 million. 15-year-old Benjamin Marshall can be seen taking the punch in a video that has gone viral. Police found themselves part of a fight they had come to break up last week at the J Street Metro Tech station. The video has some lawmakers calling for the officer involved in the punch to be fired. Five teens were arrested, three 18-year-old men charged with resisting arrest. One 16-year-old girl was charged with reckless endangerment, while Marshall was charged with assault on a police officer. In sports, Thursday night football, 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Vets Highway is closed right now as you head eastbound getting out toward 111. It's all due to an accident. Getting reports of injuries here as well. LIE West at 110. They just cleared an accident there. LIRR, 10-minute delay system-wide. Deegan southbound getting down past 149th. A collision. Alternate side parking suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's still kind of busy this morning as you head to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at the LIE with an accident, and watch for some slowdowns over on 208 South at Goffel Road and Hawthorne with a collision still being cleared. Some stop-and-go traffic on 206 in Hillsboro. That's a downed tree to deal with. And if you're taking a ride to the New York State Thruway southbound as you get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, reports of an accident on the shoulder. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. It's 8:39 right now. Well, you heard us talking for a couple of weeks now about the big event at the Army versus UMass football game. It's November 9th. It's virtually sold out. In fact, it may be sold out by the time you hear this announcement, but it's going to be an unbelievable Veterans Day weekend that will be spent in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with me and Big Al. And my buddy, my best friend of 100 years, really, Big Dave, is going to be there. I'm so excited. We're going to the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards the night before, and then we're hopping in the car, and we're going up to West Point for the Army game. Me and Al and Big Dave and you. The VIP tickets get you a parking pass, access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with some of your favorite AM 970 hosts. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. There's only a couple left, so you got to get them while you can. Just go to, please, goarmy.eventbrite.com. goarmy.eventbrite.com. And most importantly, you got to go to goarmy.eventbrite.com. If you've already purchased the tickets, you have not spoken to our sports director, Mary, please call her immediately. This is all in capital letters, I'm telling you, so you better call her, right? She needs to get you your tickets. 212-857-9633. 212-857-9633. Lock up those tickets today. 212-857-9633. I and Al and Big Dave will see you at the game.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's the day. 3 o'clock's the time. Bobby Vann's, 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street, the place. What is it? Dining Out Dialogues. Kevin McCullough, A.J. Katsimatidis, Donald Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Nicole Malliotakis, Shel Farley, and others. Join us starting at 3.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Syracuse is back in the Dome for its annual meeting with Boston College. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam Terry and me for this noon kickoff Saturday. Orange pregame at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, you know, you have helped make MyPillow the big company that it is. And Mike Lindell does not forget that. Mike's such a great guy. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you back, you know, something for believing in him and believing in the company. And you know what? Listening to the radio. I love you for that. So this is from Mike Lindell. If you'll get incredible discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, you got to click on the radio listeners specials. That's you. You get great discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike has a buy one, get one free offer today. Buy one, get one free from MyPillow.com. That's today. And you can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? You'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire your order. You know you got to try MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970, please, for this offer. You know why? You have a 60-day money-back guarantee, and you get a 10-year warranty on the pillow. You got nothing to lose. Please go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios.
Like a rock, I was strong as I could be. Like a rock.
You forget all the hits of Bob Seger, right? Big Al was there the other night, Madison Square Garden. He sold out again.
Yeah, great. And he did this song. It was fantastic.
I'll tell you, that was one of the great concerts I've seen. An Alto Reed with that saxophone. Ah, right on the money, right on the money. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:44. It is a Friday. It is after Thanksgiving. It's after Halloween, on to Thanksgiving. We're going on to, and here we go. And before you know it, Christmas. Now I got to worry about Christmas presents. All right, now you can start worrying about Christmas presents. You know you do. I'm worrying now because I'm running around like a mamaluke. I'm running around all over the place. By the way, in Rockville Center, Long Island, people always say to me, they go, hey, Joe, you got to come to Long Island. We're going to Long Island. It's tomorrow night. There's a great show at one of the most beautiful theaters you will see. It's the Madison Theater in Rockville Center on the campus of Molloy College out there. And I'll tell you what, if you Google Madison Theater, Rockville Center, if you just Google that, you'll see we'd love to see you at the show. It's going to be a great show tomorrow with John Cagliani. Standing by for Mike Gallagher. Let me know when Mike shows up, guys. I want to talk to Mike, okay?
Right. After the break, he'll be here.
You let me know. Thank you very much. In the meantime, I'll be going there next week. And again, forgive me, but next week, there's a thing called Doodles for Hunger. This is a great organization. So, and I'm always honored. And I always thank Jerry Crowley for putting me in the arena, putting me on the air, because now I'm going to dinner. Frankie, look at this. Next week, it's Doodles for the St. Francis Pantry. You have celebrities that do little sketches that we auction them off.
I've seen these. I've seen some Trump sketches that he's done for this. They're pretty good.
Yep. And the money goes to help, folks who can't afford food and just are homeless. And we help all the folks through the St. Francis Pantry. Joe Sano runs it. John Katsimatidis is involved. They're honoring Commissioner O'Neill. They are having a dinner, and I will be with Commissioner Nigro as well, and Tony and Elisa Lobianco. This is a great group. And when John and Margo are involved, when the Katsimatidis are involved, you know it's a great charity. So that'll be next week. We'll be doing that on Thursday. I think it's at the Chelsea Piers. And we invite you to come down there as well. And I will be performing there as well. Then we're off to Kansas City. Then we're off to Oakland, California. Then we're off. I'm doing a gig. I can't say it's a private gig. At the Rainbow Room, top of 30 Rock. How cool is that, Frankie Five Boroughs, right? Remember that used to be open. It's not open now. I think it just has private events, correct?
Don't know.
Yeah. I ask Frank everything. Like he knows everything.
Ask him about your shoulder.
I can pretend. Yeah. We can ask Debbie about the traffic.
Yeah.
I will. Ask him about my shoulder.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Do you do acupuncture, Frank? Do you do acupuncture? I could try.
But he could. Just give him a shot.
Now, Debbie wouldn't do it. Debbie, you do acupuncture at all?
No,
have you tried?
I have never attempted that. No. But yeah. I heard it works really wonderfully to help ease pain.
Yeah.
I've heard that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went there to the
I can see this. Debbie, just put the needle right in my ear. Go ahead. Are you sure? Yeah, just put it right in.
How well was that? I had this
great
gal.
Great.
Amy in Morristown, New Jersey, at the Chambers Center for Well-Being.
Yes.
And then so I said, the knee's acting up a little bit. She puts a needle in my ear. I told you this earlier. And she goes, oh, I could see. Yeah. Yeah. You have a little knee pain. I said, wait, you're looking at my ear. My knee's down here. I said, what are you doing? They know. It's all connected somehow.
I know.
Isn't that fascinating?
It really is. It's amazing.
And it does work. And I walked out of there feeling pretty darn good. I'll tell you that right now.
Definitely. Well, if the shoulder's hurting, the knee's hurting, maybe. Just go back until everything starts getting, feeling better.
What did I, after all of that, after the cryotherapy, the sauna, the acupuncture, what do you think I did when I came home? I hit the weights heavy. No, I worked out.
You were is working out. We're in Italy, and you're looking for the gym. I'm like, yeah. Joe, we just walked 7 miles today. We walked seven
Debbie,
miles one
Debbie,
day on
he
the
showed
tour.
Me, he showed me a picture. He's in
I
a
saw
tank
it.
Top.
Yes, I saw flexing. It. He looks I mean, very buff.
Yeah,
he looks
right.
Awesome.
Where'd you see that? Where'd you see
what
that?
Where'd you see what that? You showed it to me.
When, oh, no, that when I was doing the – well, I found the gym
out.
In Sorrento.
Yeah.
Everybody
yes.
was out there, and I was down in the gym all by myself. Pretty exciting guy, huh? Hey. Oh,
well,
hey.
Like I said, that's why you look like you do. You look
no,
fabulous.
You're the best, you Deb. Great. I love you. And you look spectacular. By the way, Deb, great gams, mm-hmm. girl. I'm telling you, Deb had shorts there walking through Italy. I'm just telling you, boys, great gams on this young lady. Is that okay to say that, or am I being
yes.
sexist when I say that?
No, it's
Can
wonderful
I say
when you say that.
Thank
it's
you.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
I had to rock the new Italian shoes the last day that I bought, you know, the black pumps. I was like, got to rock the nice heels, you know what I
all
mean?
All I know, the Polizia Italiana liked it when you went over there for a picture with them. Those guys, oh, man, God. Hey, not a bad-looking guy in Italy, Debbie. Am I right
no,
or wrong?
No, they
huh?
are so, Italian men, you guys have just got it. That's all I'm saying. You guys have
man.
Got it.
You look like movie stars. Debbie's looking out for you this morning. It is 8:49 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. A closure on Vets Highway as you head eastbound into 111. It's all due to a pretty serious accident and getting reports of somebody trapped in the vehicle. Deegan, southbound, down past 149th, an accident. Remember, alternate side parking suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Grand Central Parkway East at the LIE. It's an accident over there. Inbound GWV, only a 5-minute delay with an accident on the upper level. The inbound Lincoln 25, Holland still about 15 in from the turnpike, 30 in from 1 and 9. It's busy on 208 south at Goffle Road and Hawthorne. Still have an accident there. 206 in Hillsboro, a downed tree to deal with. If you're heading to the southbound thruway, brake check getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident off on the shoulder. LIRR still about a 10-15 minute delay system-wide because of all of the problems from last night. New Jersey Transit, 30-minute delay on the Morrison Essex line. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here to fight the swamp.
He's testifying that he listened to a cult which made him feel a little bit queasy. That is the Alice in Wonderland of today's political scene in America. But don't worry. As long as we are here, we will be calling out the liars, the prevaricators, and the propagandists here on America First.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about New York's Workplace Development Initiative. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Joe Piscopo at 8:51. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on the air with us for a second to tell us about what he's got going on at 10:05 right here on AM 970. The Answer. If you're anything like me, when you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best, right? No place better than Michael's of Brooklyn, right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn is a true staple, family owned and operated by Fred, his brother Johnny. Michael is there. Marianne is there. Great family. You know, they've been in business since 1964. You got to check it out and experience one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America. And this from the Food Network. So this is serious. One of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all the country. And they have their delicious variety of puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil, arrabbiata sauces. That's made right there on the premises. And by the way, it's shipped all across the United States of America. It's truly homemade. They make that pasta, the pasta sauce right there, cooked and packed right there, and goes all across America. But you have the ability to go to Avenue R. Nostrin and experience it firsthand. You'll love the authentic Italian flavors of their baked penne vodka, alla vodka, right? Stuffed artichokes. The best part about coming to Michael's, and what I love most about it really, is the chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. So please make your reservations today. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn. I guarantee that you'll be coming back for more. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05. He is a compassionate conservative, a great guy, broadcaster with millions of listeners all around the country, and kind enough to jump on the air with us this morning. It's been a crazy Friday,
so,
Mike.
So jealous of you guys out to sea. I was watching your videos, your pics. Welcome back. Welcome home, my friend. Did you guys have the time of a lifetime? I mean, you had Murano around. I mean, my gosh. Yeah. What a trip.
In spite of that, Joe still had fun.
Yeah, I tell you, Frankie was a great host. He was a great. I mean, he got on the intercom on the bus, because he had the Murano bus, we had the Piscopo bus. Debbie was there, and Frank was doing material, telling stories. He was great. And Mike, I've got to tell you, the Perillo people were great. For me to go to my hometown and to go to my grandfather's hometown and walk the streets of my grandfather, man, it was second, and to take all of our listeners. Well, you know, when you go, I heard there's like 3,000 people going to Israel with you guys?
637, but who's counting?
God bless you.
We got it. Well, but you know, I got so much feedback. I heard from so many people who loved being with you guys, and congratulations on a great
thank
trip.
You.
And you're back just in time, because, man, we got a country to save. We've got so much going on, Joe. It's rough.
It's so true. And I have to tell you, too, though, if I can, just for a second, about the trips. You go to Israel with Mr. Prager, and then we go to Italy, and then everybody goes along, and we break records for the amount of people that go with us. And they say, oh, AM radio, oh, that doesn't have any relevance anymore. And here, we're living it, Mike. We're living it. And people are coming with us, and people that want to advertise with us, and you're talking about Mike Lindell and the Mike Pillow and the towels and everything. It's great. And then to make sense, we're like the last bastion of hope, man. We're talking about, look what's going on. Mike, help me out here. And hopefully you'll do it on your national show with your millions of listeners. It's like, this is the Mueller probe all over again. It's the exact same thing. And they think we're dumb.
And the election is going to be 2016 all over again, because once again, these guys have this fault. We're going to have a binary choice. What are you going to do? You're going to vote for Pocahontas? What are you going to do? You're going to vote for a socialist? I mean, what option do that? Poor Joe Biden can't keep his teeth in his head, and he can't keep his eye from filling up with blood and can't string two sentences together. I mean, I don't mean to be mean. I mean, he's a very nice guy, but this is not somebody who you'd say, well, this is a textbook candidate. This is not somebody you'd say if you were putting together a candidate that you would go for. So anyway, I'm going to bounce all of this off Donald Trump Jr. Don Jr. joins us this morning at 11:30.
He is great.
He's terrific. A prolific fundraiser for his dad's campaign. We'll find out about the big move, the big decision. The president pulled a Gallagher, pulling up stakes and roots in New York and moving to Florida. And
what do you think? Can you explain to us why people really have to do that nowadays? And then the governor and the mayor get snarky in their tweets toward the president. I mean, really, Mike?
I can tell you why I did it. I mean, I've done it, and I'm now 51% or better in Florida because the taxes break your back. When you look at 53, 54% city, state, and federal taxes, and they're saying that's not enough, and de Blasio says you're not paying your fair share. You kidding me? And the president in specifically has been terribly treated. Was it Cuomo who said good riddance? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And Cuomo's the guy who once said conservatives, you know, they're not welcome here in New York.
Yeah.
And they don't reflect our values.
Well, we so is your apartment open in New York? Like, can I maybe move in if you're not?
I'll have my people get your people. We'll do a good deal. I'll give you the Piscopo rate.
Mike, we love you. We'll be listening.
Love you, too. Have a, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Great to have you back.
Man.
I'm glad guys are back safe and sound, but I'm so pleased you had a wonderful time. Love you, Joe.
We'll be listening. Don Trump Jr. with Mike Gallagher today. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how are we doing out there weather-wise for the weekend, my friend?
Windy. It's windy out there today, but it's blowing out all the moisture, so it's just going to be nothing but sunny today. Temperatures probably about 56 or so. Cool this weekend, but lots of sunshine. Temperatures lower 50s both tomorrow and Sunday. It's going to be a nice weekend.
I love it. Joe, we love you, too. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it very, very much. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher's got Donald Trump Jr. on his radio show, 10:05. Kevin McCullough has Donald Trump Jr. with Andrea Katsimatidis in a great all-star lineup. That is at 3 o'clock today at Bobby Van's Midtown. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be a huge event. 3 o'clock, Bobby Van's Midtown. Kevin McCullough and Donald Trump Jr. And the Katsimatidis will be there as well. Joe Borelli's going to join us coming up. Daphne Barak as well, author of To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Hello! 877-970-2999 if you want to give us a call. It's a goofy Friday, but you know what? We're coming back at you. And don't go away. We love you for listening.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD says security will be tight during the New York City Marathon Sunday, including blocker trucks and bomb-sniffing dogs. Chief of Department Terry Monahan says, as always, it's important for people in attendance to pay close attention and say something if they see something after the truck attack on Halloween 2 years ago. The department developed a strategy utilizing blocker trucks and concrete blocks to protect the marathon route. Halloween is over, so now's the time to take a sledgehammer to that jack-o'-lantern. The city sponsoring pumpkin smashing events all across the city this weekend. The New York City Compost Project will turn the pumpkins into compost for city parks and green spaces. Sledgehammers, hoes, and catapults are just some of the ways New Yorkers can get rid of their pumpkins this weekend. For a map of pumpkin smashing sites, just visit nyc.gov. In sports, Thursday Night Football, 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.